Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. At Stella Blue Coffee, we believe good coffee is one of life's non-negotiables. Stop drinking those boring, tasteless, big coffee beans and turn to Stella Blue. Remember, your mornings are sacred. It's time to start treating them that way. Not only are Stella Blue Coffee's premium beans sourced from the most coffee-rich geographies on Earth, but I approve of them, which is obviously more important. Stella Blue Coffee's delicious roasts are available in cold brew, pods, ground, and whole bean formats to seamlessly fit into your morning coffee routine. And every bag sold helps save dogs. Stella Blue Coffee, it's time to take back your mornings. Shop now at StellaBlueCoffee.com or Amazon.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Take heat, fuck these niggas up.
Listen, when I done it, I want light sauce. Light sauce. Trickling, this my damn when the light's off. The third, I always watch these niggas fake and phony. Phony. I hired one of my homies, can the ice stop? Well, stop. Smoky California, my new garments got an odor. Fridge been full of codeine, I pour deuces in my soda. Gucci Virgil laces look like walk hard. Yeah. Tell me I wasn't gonna make it if you ain't grind hard. Huh. Look at how far we made it. I told them they thought I was crazy. Young gunna been hot. Chop in the spot, it got raided. I custom the watch. Two-tone, the president Elliot made it. You keep me look like it's faded. We can't do the minimum wages. I'm a big dog, money talk like King Kong. Heard the millions talk when they bought me three phones. I can be long, told the holy me be long. I didn't cheat and charm, come through on to each his own. Had to find my space, I was just keeping my mind straight. Why these broke niggas hate, acting like they don't know crime pace. I'm in a different mind state, running to the ends in the fast pace. Be like they call me Red Race, came out of hood and got good taste. Best to run, I dine and I want light sauce. Light sauce, trickling, this my damn Z when the light's off. The third, I always watch these niggas fake and phony. Phony. I hired one of my homies, can the ice stop? Well, stop. Spoke in California, my new garments got an odor. Fridge been full of codeine, I pour deuces in my soda. Gucci Virgil laces look like walk hard. They told me I wasn't gon' make it if you ain't grind.
Come on, Derek.
Wake up in the morning.
Percocet for breakfast.
I wake up, she be blowing me.
I'm blocking all my ex.
Getting toppy on the E-way, man. I damn to miss my ex. I can get my bitches anything. I get them all Bugatti. He be tough for you. He come around us, he be scared. I'm a gangsta. Take out my block, I'm like my daddy. I ain't gon' lie.
Surrounded by some killers, I can't go lie.
Ain't gon' lie.
Fighting a murder with a public defender, you better not try.
I need a trapper, bitch. I ain't trying to trap a bitch. Running her mouth and shit. She getting her bag with Chanel. She brought some sneakers, ain't even had an extra bitch. Down bad, broke, round millionaires. Never asked for shit. Fuck buddy, drug buddy, that's my bitch. Give her half.
You gotta be a little bit more excited about this shit.
Lights off, lights off, yeah.
Yeah, man, you gotta be a little bit more turned up about your shit, man.
Yeah, listen, I'm talking about, man, listen, man. Listen, we heard it before, y'all. I'm going to just say that, man. That's that Tay Key featuring Gunna and Dirk Light Talk. Listen, man, that's that serious shit. But right now, you're now tuned into $1 million worth of game.
Yes, sir.
You know, I do a little beats, too, myself. I do a little sampling.
Tay Key, fuck these niggas up.
Yeah, yeah.
Tay Key, fuck these niggas up. Tay Key, fuck these niggas up. Tay Key, fuck these niggas up.
Oh, why you stopping my shit?
Oh, man.
That was the song
he
I made.
Fuck that boy whole joint up.
No, he was feeling that shit. He trying to see. He want that sample. He might take my sample.
He don't want that fucking blend. That was a nasty blend, man.
That was a nice blend, man.
That was an NB, man. I ain't talking about New Balances, man. That was a nasty blend.
Listen,
man.
Today we got my man up here. Y'all been hearing him for, you know, for years. Take, he fucked this shit up, right? Listen, straight out of South Memphis, man. It's going down, man. He right here, man, came Philly, $1 million worth of game. He said, we got to sit down. We got to chop it up. We got to talk about this business. We got to talk about these. We just got to talk about the game, man. It's about a game. And everybody got a different game. One game that he mastered, he He mastered this producer game. He ain't no beat maker. He a producer. Mm. I'm talking about this some producing shit right here going down. Now, Tay, I'm going to get straight to it, man. Tay Key, fuck that shit. Who the fuck is that, man?
That's my boy Lil Juice. You know what I'm saying? So, Lil Juice, I think I had tweeted this shit like 2016. You feel me? He ended up being one of the niggas like, hey, I got a tag for you, bro. Just fuck me on some beats. I'm like, all right, say, Lil, I got you. I'm going to fuck with you. He ended up sending me a tag. I'm like, me at the time, I'm like, I wasn't fucking with the one he sent me. I'm like, re-say it this way. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to add some shit to it, but just do it this way. So he ended up doing it, and I started using it on some beats, right? So I fucked with him on some beats, but I started using it on my own beats, like, separate. And I ended up using it on Shoot. So with Block Boy Shoot. JB. So when I used it on Shoot, we started seeing, like, the trend of it. You know what I'm saying? Me and Bam just started seeing motherfuckers fucking with, oh, we like that new tag. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is that? Who is that young nigga type shit? So we just kept using it, kept sticking with it. Then we just, you know what I'm saying, eventually, like, just knew it was going to be one of them monumental moments with using that motherfucker.
Now, all the way up from when Shoe came all the way up to now, why did you keep the tag? Because a lot of people, some producers don't use the tags, you know. Yeah. Some. Why did you keep using your tag?
I mean, it wasn't a thing. Like, I just intentionally kept using it. It just was, or kept it. You feel me? It just was a thing. Like, all right, I done made these beats, nigga, 3 years ago. A nigga might rap on that beat, you feel me, with this tag in 2022. You feel me? A beat that I done made in 2019. It was like, I make beats with no tags. I make all types of different shit. You feel me? So if a nigga rap on an old ass beat, you know, the tag on that motherfucker, what I look like? Like, nah, bro, don't take the tag out. Like, you feel me? I just let him, you know, let it ride.
Let it stay. Now, you know, you done produced for everybody from Travis to Beyonce, Migos, yeah. Baby, I'm talking about Drake, everybody. Like, who the people you was in that studio when you was like, damn, they ain't playing no fucking games? Like, they ain't playing no games.
Nah, you gonna,
like,
put me on the spot.
I had to. Because anybody don't come in there like
that.
Hold
on, before you answer that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now,
let's get back to that answer. When he was in the studio,
yeah,
with all of these greats that you work with, Beyonce and Travis and Dirk, and like, who Pooh came Shiesty. In there? Pooh Shiesty, free Pooh too. Who came in there?
Free Pooh Shiesty.
Who came in there and put that work in and had you? Let's pull the table a little closer. My fault. Who came in there and you know, had you fucked up? Like, you know, because everybody worked different, you know. But some people, you know, they come in there and they just like, oh shit, this motherfucker's the, like, he's an animal.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I ain't gonna really even just say.
One person.
Yeah, I can't say one person because niggas don't feel some type, but you know what I'm saying?
No,
but
I'm gonna tell you
like this, my brother Block Boy JB. We've been working from nigga 10 years now, you feel me? So from him to be recording in the closet, starting off recording in the motherfucking closet and make a hit out the closet, you know what I'm saying? Off a trial version of Mixcraft, the program Mixcraft on a beat I just cooked up for him, you know what I'm saying? That speak hell of value, you know what I'm saying? Niggas not doing that shit. And, you know, it's like from that point on, like even today when we working, you know, we might fuck off in the studio bullshit, waste a little time, but we gonna record some music, you feel me? We gonna make some hits. We gonna do something. We gonna make, you know what I'm saying, make some motion happen for sure.
Absolutely.
And we just got that chemistry, you know what I'm saying? We've been working so fucking long and it come firsthand, it's natural. You know what I'm saying?
Now, If I'm coming up, I'm doing my music thing, and I need one of them Take Heath beats.
Yeah,
what that shit gonna run me, man? You know, I mean, you know,
that be like arm and a leg, real
arm leg. God damn.
Nah, I fuck with niggas though, you know, cause you know, I look at it like times change. You feel me? It's new generations, it's new waves, It's new producers every day. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga be stuck in his ways, gatekeeping and on some nut hole shit, you know what I'm saying? You'll get washed up. So me personally, I always fuck with the new and upcoming wave. So all the young niggas who rapping from Memphis, I didn't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm fucking with them, and they'll tell you that they self. You know, I'm tapped in the city with all the young niggas who coming up, and all the niggas who done blew up after me. You know, so. When it comes to just like pricing with a beat, I can't really say. You feel me? It's one off a relationship. Mm-hmm. If it's my nigga, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna bust him up. You feel me? If it's a label, you know, of course, you know, label have different budgets and shit. It might be a little bit higher, but when it be like a new artist who got my beat from this A&R and they didn't, you know what I'm saying, trying to not give me what I want on it and all this shit, you know, of course, I might feel disrespected. I'm going to charge them the strength. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to, don't come with no small bag thinking like, you feel me? Like, after you done been basically disrespectful, that I ain't going to bust y'all up.
Right.
Now,
coming from South Memphis,
well,
you know, what's the feeling out there after, you know, what happened to Young Dolph? You know, is they slowly recovering out there?
I mean, you know, my mama passed 2 days before Dolph passed. You know what I'm saying?
I
really felt this shit. You know, I ain't never speak on it, but it's like it was just like one of the moments where, you know, I feel like, you know, it was just like when it came to Memphis for me, it just felt like, I don't know, I can't even explain the feeling. It was just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, damn. My mama fucked up. She didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, she been sick the past 7 years, you know what I'm saying? She going through, she got cancer, and she going through mental issues, you know? So me and my auntie basically, and I don't even speak on it, but me and my auntie basically had to fight for the rights conservatorship over my mama, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get her help and all that type of shit, so... You know, every time I went to Memphis, it was one of them things like, damn, you know, it just was a cloud over my head. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It was like, damn, when that shit hit me, and the Dolph shit, it was like, damn, I ain't really just know how to deal with it. You feel me?
Yeah, that's deep. One thing I noticed is like in this game, you got Atlanta fucking shit up.
Yeah,
but Memphis fucking shit up too.
Yeah,
like it's like it's so many stars in Memphis, man. There's so many hit records that came out of Memphis, man. It's like, man, what is it down there? Like, you know, what is it
that everybody... Shout out to the originators of that Memphis shit, 8-Ball and FJG, man.
Yeah, shout out to 8-Ball, MJG.
Legends. You know what I mean? They was Tony Draper and shit. They were some of the first ones that I know to really put Memphis on the map.
And then 3-6
like, you know
came
what I'm
and all that. Juicy J, DJ Paul, Lord shit. Infamous.
Yeah, shout out to all the Gangsta legends, Boo. Man. Because as youngins, man, y'all could never forget that. By them opening the door for Memphis, it made it easier for y'all to be able to,
exactly.
You know what
and,
I mean?
And also the niggas who didn't make it out the city, who had a big influence on
like
the
who?
City. Right. Like Player Fly. For sure, niggas forget about Fly. Niggas forget that, nigga, your dad and your auntie, your grandmama and them were bumping Fly. You feel me? Everybody was running to this shit. Like, still know this shit to this day. Word for word, Player Fly, like niggas don't. Get him the respect he needs.
Shout out to Player Fly.
Shout out to him.
Because even him, he might have never made it big up out of Memphis, but he influenced a lot of young motherfuckers in Memphis to understand that I want motherfuckers to sing my shit like they sing Fly shit.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? And then some young nigga came through and took that shit to a different level where they started singing this shit outside of Memphis. And that's how it all started. It's called motivation.
Facts.
Without a doubt now. When you in that stew, right?
Yeah.
What is the keys, man? What is the ingredients to making a hit record?
It's really the vibe. You know, when you get in the studio with niggas, you got to peep the vibe. You got to know, like, and when I say vibe, this for the producers out there. Like, if you're not used to going to the studio with niggas, then just watch, sit back and watch how niggas move each studio session you in. You know, because you could be coming in thinking, all right, I'm finna play this nigga this shit. Whole time, he want your shit. You feel me? Like, I might get in the studio with a nigga and I'm thinking like, I done cooked up some beats, so I'm finna cook up some beats of his vibe or what type of music he make. The whole time, he might be in a mode where man, I got Tay Keith coming up to the studio. I got Whoop the Whoop coming up. This young nigga, I know what type of beats he make. Guess what? I'm a, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm in that type of vibe. So when it come to the studio, first thing is knowing what the vibe is and what the art is on. Don't be on no too much ego shit thinking you know what, you know what I'm saying, you doing. Of course you have confidence in your music and your beats when you actually, you know what I'm saying, constructing it and producing it hands on with the artist. But like as far as like the vibe or whatever a nigga on, you gotta know what type of shit he on.
Right, because a lot of time when artists call you in, they calling you in for a reason because they're trying to get a different sound than what they already got. You know what I mean? And they know you for doing a certain sound, bringing a certain bounce, bringing a certain knock. But then you go there as a producer thinking you going to make some music for him. And it's like, no. I want what you do. I want that knock that you gave such and such. And I want that knock that you gave this person. Yeah. I don't want you to come in and do no shit that you think is personally for me. No, do what you do good. So a lot of times I understand what you're saying to break it down in a different type of way for the people who might ain't really catch everything he's saying. When you go there, be you. Do you. Don't be looking for no certain type of sound. Don't just play your hot fucking records. Exactly. Hot beats is hot beats.
Who the artists that go in there and knock 4 or 5 songs out, man? Like it ain't nothing. Who them artists?
Man, shit. Like, who would just go in the studio off the rip?
And just knock, like, 5 songs out, man. Because you got people that, like you said, everybody vibe is different. Some people might just want to listen, man, all night and just catch something. And then some motherfuckers just come in there and go crazy. Who go in there and just snap the fuck out?
See, that's the thing. See, I ain't the type of nigga to just say one nigga name or a couple niggas name. Because the thing is, a nigga feels some type of way, and I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's like, when it comes to actually describing studio scenarios and shit, I kind of avoid that on a simple fact. It's like, I fuck with a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, in the music, you know, industry. So it's like, I don't want a nigga to feel disrespect. He watching this shit like, damn, take Keith, forgot to say a nigga name. Whole time, I'm just in a moment, just not thinking, you feel me? Mm-hmm. It was like, I ain't the type of nigga to just want to, like, discredit a nigga or disrespect a nigga in a way where he feel like I ain't want to say his name or something. So,
well, you ain't got to say nothing. I'm going to just mention some names and you can just say, you know, motherfucker, you know, they go in there and make a bunch of songs. Future.
Yeah, he go in. Then they go in.
But Travis.
He go in. So every time I, like, when I have worked with them, like, hands on, it's been, you know what I'm saying, dead.
Like, just knocking them songs out.
Yeah.
Like, and when somebody in there and they doing their thing, outside of doing a beat, do you help write? Do you do any of that shit with anybody? Do you go in and, like, on the aspect of, like, give advice to, like as a producer? Like, you know.
Yeah. I stay in my lane, so.
Okay.
When you saying, like, a nigga go in the studio with a nigga, he might be on. He might got some personal shit going on. He might just got into it with his baby mama. He might have just, you know what I'm saying, some shit that came up in the streets with him. So it's like me. I come in the studio. I do what I do. We buy, we chop it up, if anything. But when it comes to, like, construct the criticism and being more hands-on, you just got to know what artists you can do it with, what artists you can't do it with.
Okay, so now, getting into this game, producer game, right?
Right.
Because you serious about it. How old was you when you got in the game, and who influenced you?
Man, shit. I had to be, like 14, 15, 14, some shit like that.
What's the first thing you was working? What's the first equipment you was doing your beats on?
I had an HP computer, you know what I'm saying? Then I ended up buying I bought a laptop from the pawn shop, $40. It was at this pawn shop called Easy Pawn, I'll never forget.
$40?
$40, bought a laptop, $40. It was an E-Machines laptop, so I bought that motherfucker. That was like, I had to be like, I want to say 15 then. Then I end up, buying like a little piano. Well, I ain't buying. My mama got me like a little piano.
I know you little small joints.
No, it was a big joint.
Oh, it was a big one?
I ain't never used it though. What crazy is, cause I had moved with my dad and shit, and some shit happened. And they shot the house up early in the morning. We waking up, we heard gunshots. My stepmom, she in the room yelling and shit. We get up, and ain't nobody get hit, though. You feel me? It was just like bullet holes and shit in the house.
You was the reason they shot the
house? Nah, hell nah, it wasn't me. Oh. It was, nah, but back to the point was,
it wasn't when me.
The bullets had went through the house, right? But one of them went through my brother Doe, and my keyboard was in the closet, and the bullet went straight through the keyboard. It didn't hit nothing else in the house. And this was like 2012, you feel me, 2013, some shit around there. And it was just kind of like a sign for me, you know, because I'm like, damn, I ain't never used this keyboard. But they get to shooting at the house, and it wasn't nothing got hit but my keyboard. You know, the windows and shit got busted, but it wasn't nothing hit but my keyboard in the closet. Like, this shit was just ironic as fuck.
Mm-hmm. And then it was like, it was on after that.
Yeah. But yeah, I still don't use that motherfucker. I still don't use it, bro.
So you went into that. Now, who influenced you, though? Like, who was somebody, who the producers you was looking at? Like, yo, damn.
Man, shit. I was looking at Metro, of course, Southside, Lex Luger, Young Chalk. You know, we go to Memphis. I was looking at DJ Squeaky, Memphis Track Boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, just everybody, bro. Like, and what's crazy is, like, I just remember looking at all these niggas like, damn, these niggas is the shit. Like, these, you feel me? And it's just me being at a point where I'm in my career not being able to run into these niggas, work with these niggas, like, tap in with these niggas, work on some shit with them, like, you feel me?
And it happened.
It happened, bro. I don't be understanding this shit sometimes, but it's like, I just remember, like, studying these niggas, like, looking up to these niggas, like, damn.
Now you're in the same room.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you know what I mean? So God is great, man. Amen. You know what I mean? Keep putting that work in, man. Keep putting that work in, because the same, I got to give you young as the game, the same niggas you look up to, when you get in the same room, you can still acknowledge that you looked up to them niggas. See, that's the humbleness.
I forgot Drummer Boy.
That's Drummer the humbleness.
Boy, like, that was the nigga who, he was the nigga who made it out of Memphis, who was really like a part of the whole trap era, the beginning of it with Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit, like, even the Memphis artists he was working with, but like, Drummer Boy for sure, need to get his flowers. Like, right. that nigga did so much for the culture. Niggas go back, look, even me, I go back looking at his shit like, damn, Drummer did that. I always knew, like, the sound and shit, like, hearing this shit, but it's like, damn, like, he really made this shit.
I like Drummer Boy, for sure. Like the fact that you give niggas they flowers, man, even though you in the same room as them now. You know what I mean? Because a lot of young niggas come up and then they let the arrogance, they let the money, they let the, I'm the nigga right now, take over the bigger picture. You feel what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So I commend you for just, you know, even putting that out there, the niggas you looked up to, the niggas that you admired, the niggas that you wanted to be like growing up, and now you're in the same room as them. That's what's up.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code Barstool20.
Yeah, that's extremely, you know, like major. But see, now you got your single coming out, right?
Yeah.
Why did that come about? Why did your own, you know?
So we basically had been, you know, just real working real close with Gunna. And I had been fucking with Dirk before. Like, you know, he just really just blew up, so. I used to pull up on Dirk when I was in Atlanta when I first had graduated school, around the time I graduated college. I had got me a condo in the A, so I used to always pull up on Dirk, you know, and he was still coming up then. This before his shit just really just went super crazy. So Gunna ended up fucking with us on the song, and then we just had the song. We was like, shit, we got to finish this motherfucker. We got to add to it, take away whatever we need to do. So I hit Dirk up. He hopped straight on that motherfucker. Finished ASAP, sent it back. You know, I hit Mike Dean up like, I need you to, you know what I'm saying, fuck with me, do something to it, whatever you want to do. Like, A-OK, did this shit in like 2 hours, sent it right back.
So what's is the album coming?
It's gonna eventually come. You know, I can't say that it's coming, but I'm working on it for sure. For sure, I got some real.
I know you got some real
crazy
shit,
man. Like, and I wanted to like kind of show, not go too far off, but kind of show that I can make shit outside of the ordinary OG sound of Take Keith. What niggas used to hearing that sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas need to know I know how to make some shit for real. I feel like I got to kind of show that with the Beyonce shit, the Before I Let Go, you know, but beyond that, you know, I'm still trying to prove myself, me personally, prove myself to the world that I can do shit outside of, you know what I'm saying, the ordinary, what y'all think of Take Keith sound.
Now.
And that's what's going to make you be great.
Definitely.
Because you always got to, even when you get to your goals, you always got to set more goals. And that's exactly one of your goals right there, is to prove to the world that, nah, I'm bigger than what the sound that y'all got me as. Now, this sound got me rich. You know what I mean? This sound got me, but this right. next shit going to get me wealthy.
Right. Now, when it goes to the OGs, like, who do you fuck with from back in the day? When you think about, you know, some of these people you might know, you might don't. Yeah, I know you know Dre. Mm-hmm. I know you know Premier. I know you mm-hmm. know motherfuckers like Hank Shockley. He like did Public Enemy and all that stuff. Do you fuck with any producers? You go back and listen to any of that shit from back that era, like the 80s, the 90s? Is it any stuff that you listen to, any of them producers that you fuck with?
Yeah, but it's more when you say that producers, just because you got to think, back in the day, the South and the North were two different,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, entities, like,
yeah.
niggas had basically, like, it shit was divided if you want to.
Yeah,
real, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you know, like me, when I'm thinking of producers back in the day, like and coming up, when I remember, it was like the DJ Squeakies. It was
yeah.
it was like the motherfucking Juicy J's. It was
yeah, yeah.
you know what I'm saying, the Jermaine Dupri's and yeah. shit like Rico that. That's what we were saying. Yeah, like
Dallas Austin,
all that type shit.
Yeah,
and so we was. When we was coming up, we was younger, we really weren't just too tapped in into who was actually making the music until I got older, to a point I knew and had a insight of what I was looking up. Like, oh, I'm looking up this song from 2001. Who was the producer on it? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
One thing I see about you, and shout out to you fuck with our people from Philly, Ryan Press.
Yeah, Ryan
shout
Press.
Shout out to Ryan Press, man, over there at Warner, doing his thing, right? Publishing. But now, what it... Like, one thing I see about you, you got your fucking business right.
Right.
Every time I see you going to another level on the business side of things when it comes to publishing and protecting yourself.
Right.
What is some of the game that you could give to that young producer? Because everybody is making beats. They sending beats around.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the ways that you can protect your productions when you're making your creations when you're making beats?
Like as far as protecting your shit, like, bro, like, if you gonna work with a nigga... Or work with an artist who big, you feel me? Now in the era where it's everything is streaming, so niggas gonna get paid off your shit regardless. You know, niggas ain't putting out no music and they ain't getting paid off of it some way, somehow. So if you ain't got no lawyer, that's the first step. Get a lawyer, you know. You gotta have an attorney you trust. Get a manager. You know, if you don't get no manager, build you one. Start from ground up with a nigga you really fuck with. Like me and my manager did, we started from point zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
And shout just out to him, good dude, man.
Bam, right here. You know what I'm saying? And he's still with me. So that show you like when you got a manager you can trust and a lawyer.
And like you say start from the ground point. Bam ain't no shit at the beginning.
He ain't no shit.
Bam was just
that
like,
nigga was doing graphics. He was
what
doing,
I supposed to do.
He was doing graphics. He was doing like some media shit for me and helping me, you know, being my shit. But
right.
we just kept it going, you know. But so and the third thing I would say is When you doing these, when you get some type of motion and these people hitting you up, making sure you ain't signing on anything, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit will fuck you out, bro.
Nigga milk you like a cow, man.
I swear to God.
When you say sign anything, what is examples of?
It's like it'll be people knowing you got these big songs with artists, right?
And you get in there, you know, I'm just talking about like before you even get to the big songs with artists, when you coming up. Cause you got a lot of dudes out here that got some good shit. They putting their shit on YouTube. They passing their shit around. They sending their shit to everybody.
They signing Johnny Donut.
They sending their shit to every artist DM.
Flipping a couple eight balls every week.
I mean, they emails and shit. So
what happened is, niggas or find out that this producer has some type of motion, right? And these niggas be from companies where they'll come at you like, all right, bro, sign this paper, whatever. I give you a small advance, couple $1,000, and I'm gonna collect all your money on YouTube. All the shit you got working on YouTube. Just say if you're a producer and you just got YouTube beats, you know what I'm saying, or you. Oh, fuck around, got a song with a nigga in the South or something, and the song got a couple million views, you're gonna wanna get some money, right? You're not thinking like, damn, it's publishing and shit like that involved, right? So you assign these YouTube deals thinking that they just collecting on YouTube, but the
it's
whole
not,
time.
It's not, it's, the YouTube deal is not with YouTube, it's with some other company.
Yeah, some other shit, right?
They're saying so, they're gonna go get your money.
Exactly. So what happened is in some most of the situations, I'm assuming, niggas end up signing these deals and they be publishing deals. So when you do get that Hot 100 hit or that Top 40 on radio hit, and these publishing companies coming out to you trying to sign a deal, they like, whoa, you signed with da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And 2 years ago, and you like, no, I didn't. They were just collecting on my YouTube. Whole time, they done fucked you out a couple thousand, you know what I'm saying? You done signed for a couple $1,000 and they done fucked you out your potential $500,000 advance, $1 million, $2 million advance for this hit song you got now.
Mm-hmm.
So now you asked out the publishers, like, we can't fuck with you. You signed with Ronnie Reebok.
Yeah.
A production company. We ain't right. Fucking with you.
So
Back
so,
Alley Productions.
So it's like, you know, just make sure you ain't just signing any type of deals, and when the time do come, you know, make sure you do a decent deal. If you in a position where you can do an admin and still get a bag, do the admin deal.
And what is an admin deal for people that don't
know? All right, so an admin deal is basically a deal like a publishing deal. You know, they collect on your music and shit you produced on or wrote on, whatever you done, and they collect worldwide depending on the company. But the admin is basically the same thing. It's just they don't own your shit. But, and the reason I'm saying but is because some people, the situation might be to work an admin deal over a publishing deal. But some situations, it might be work a publishing deal over an admin deal. You know, me, I just was in a situation where I was blessed enough to, you know, get a good enough deal with admin. But, you know, just say if I was in a situation, I was going to graduate college, perfect scenario. I was going to graduate college. I got my decent hit song where I wasn't able to get enough. I probably would have did a publishing deal so I can get my folks right, get this shit situated, pay off my student loans. You know what I'm saying? If the situation went right. But, you know, some niggas might be put in a situation where they can cash out on a bag, a bigger bag up front doing pub, and that might be best for you at the time. But me personally, I did admin.
All right, now, if somebody make a beat, right? You make a beat, they're going to artist, a nice artist.
Right.
What do he got to do for that shit to be like a hit? Like, how many streams is a hit? Like, you know, how many streams you got to get off of one song to be like, yo, that's a hit?
I mean, it's different when you think about, like, what platform is on. You know, a song can go crazy on TikTok, right? And it's like, to the kids, it's a hit. To the young niggas and shit out there, they probably be like, they trying to tell they big sisters and brothers and they mamas and daddies about a song, and you like, what the fuck is this shit, right? Mm-hmm. But when it get to a certain amount of streams or whatever, videos or whatever, and they start catching on, then it start, you know, flourishing into other platforms and shit, I look at it like, When it hits the radio, that's what makes a song a hit. You know, when it hits top 40.
Well, a lot of songs ain't hits then.
Because
a lot of songs don't hit that motherfucking radio. I see a lot of songs come out and they be on, you know, you get on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Right. But that radio is a different game.
Yeah, that radio, because in a sense, radio is replay value.
Uh-huh.
When you thinking about songs, bro, and you thinking about a hit, you gotta understand that a song can be hot for 2 weeks, bro. Literally, that's how this shit go now. A song could be hot for 2 weeks, uh-huh. 10 million streams, right? Uh-huh. Then that shit probably down there dropped to down there a couple hundred thousand after that. You feel me? Uh-huh. But when the song is on the radio, bro, and it's going crazy,
it's hot, for real.
It's getting replayed consistently, you know? Uh-huh. So that's beyond just us hearing it. We in the music industry. That's, uh-huh. nigga, our little cousins, uh-huh. your little sister, y'all kids, you uh-huh. feel me? You know, like, motherfucker, your grandma hearing the song on the radio, and it's constantly playing. Every time they get in the car, they hearing this shit. You know, they looking at it like, oh, what's this song? Maybe I need to go download it. Yeah.
This episode of Million Dollars Worth of Game is brought to you by Roman Swipes. Listen, I'm talking to you right now. You keep coming up short in the game. She's looking at you different. And listen, she's losing respect for you because you can't deliver. You know why you can't deliver? Because you can't last long. You can't stay strong. Listen, you know what? You're really a bench warmer. But you got in the game. And as soon as you got in the game, you fumbled. You fumbled the first time the ball hit. You fumbled. You dropped the ball. You was only in the game for 10 seconds. And you back out of the game. You know why? She's looking at you like, oh, my God, this guy. I thought he was an MVP. He told me he was an all-star. He told me he was going to score this many points. You can't score. You know why? You keep coming up short. That's why you need to go ahead and get some Roman Swipes. Well, you ain't got no Roman Swipes. What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for? You need to get some Roman Swipes, and right now you get 20% off. You need to go to GetRoman.com/game, get 20% off, and you'll be in the game. Think about that. GetRoman.com/game, get 20% off, and you'll be in the game. Roman Swipes, stop playing.
And you know what's crazy? I just want to say, I want everybody to pay attention to that, especially the artists. He said the radio, because a lot of people say they think the radio was dead.
Fuck no, that's where niggas get money. That's where you gon' eat. A producer, that's where you gon' win your money. You're not getting like, so let me break this down. Me being a producer, coming in the music industry, I got my first hit like 2017, you know what I'm saying? End of 2017, I'm almost 5 years in. I've only seen publishing money. I've never seen a dime on the record side releasing music, you know what I'm saying? I never released a song, so... If you're a producer, you thinking like, damn, you know, you wanna record whatever, drop music, that's cool. You know, you doing TuneCore and, you know, whatever, United Masters, that's cool. You know, you getting some money. That's on the record side, you getting money. But like a producer like me who wanted to release big records, you know, I'm just not getting to that point in my career. You feel me? Just with the artists and the paperwork and all this shit. So I've only seen money on the publishing side, and the way you get money with publishing is through radio, through, you know what I'm saying, your shit going top 20, top 30, 40, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying, the song go, that's how you getting paid out this shit.
So at the end of the day, once again, radio is not dead.
It's not.
The reality is,
Fuck what they said.
Radio ain't dead. Start tapping into these radios, try to get your song on the radio so you get them spins and you get that playback value like he's talking about, because you said something that's very important. You said a song will be the shit for 2-3 weeks.
Nah, I swear to God.
And then that bitch,
a plane that just landed in the Hudson River.
And if it don't, if in them 2-3 weeks it don't push over to hit that radio, it's done.
Oh, it's done for.
But a lot of songs ain't hit no radio. A lot of niggas hold songs on the album. None of the songs drop and hit that fucking radio. I'm seeing albums last for 2 weeks and they gone. And ain't nobody playing nigga shit. So the whole thing is this. Like you said, the key is to get it on the radio. Now, I never knew that you don't get no money from publishing off the record, like going through the stream shit and all that.
Nah, you do, but where you gonna get the bag
is through radio.
You gonna get some money off this shit. It's just not gonna be what you think, you know what I'm saying? But like I was saying more about me personally releasing a record, you know, just me on the record side releasing the record. Like I haven't made no money because I never released a record. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I only been making basically publishing money, and of course, like through the publishing, they collect on some streaming and all this shit. But the radio is where a nigga really, you know what I'm saying? If I make a hit, like that's cool. But if I make one of them joints that I hear on the radio consistently,
that paper is different.
It's different.
You did a Brinks truck backing up.
Bro. It's different.
he don't want to brag, but then.
I ain't gonna brag. This shit different.
Nah, I ain't gonna brag.
It's different.
I pay a lot of taxes. This shit.
Yo, nigga, shit. Oh my God. I don't even hear about tax. That shit, man. Them taxes. You know what's crazy, Tay? When your accountant tell you, and you like, hundreds and hundreds of thousands taxes, close to $1 million tax talk we having right now.
Yeah.
When they sending that money over and you get in your bank and go over, they transferred over and you see that shit deducted out your account, you like, damn.
They just took that shit out of mine yesterday, man. Leave me alone. Just go change the fucking subject.
Yeah, them taxes is rough, man. I don't need.
I just ain't never been robbed by a nigga with no gun, man. Mm-hmm. I don't even know no nigga named Sam, man.
You just passing all that money
over. The nigga just robbed me like that, man.
But you know what,
I just passed all that motherfucking beef bacon over. Man.
That shit different. But it's good you could pay, Tay, because a lot of artists, by the time, you know. I
ain't got to pay no taxes.
No. A lot of artists, by the time they come and tap into their taxes, they ain't got no money to pay them. Yeah, the money done ran out.
I was just talking to somebody like, nigga signed a deal for $1 million, right? You sign a deal for $1 million, you got to pay
400.
You got no. Before that, nigga, you got to pay your lawyer. You got to pay your manager. Mm-hmm. That's the 20-25%, right? Mm. You know what I'm saying? And when you think about it, shit, you got what 800. Mm. After that, you got to pay another 40%.
Mm. You done.
You can't get mama that house. You can't go get that Lambo. You can't go.
You got to take that. And you got to focus on creating your music.
No, they still go get that house in Atlanta.
Yeah, niggas do that, but
you fucked up.
You be fucked up. You better have good credit so you can go in. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let me get the nice condo.
I'm gonna tell you what I did, bro.
Go ahead, give us the game.
I got when I graduated, I paid off my student loans, bro. It was like $24,000. I looked at it as an investment because my credit was fucked up. I had money and couldn't get a Hellcat. Mm-hmm. I had money, I had a check, but couldn't get a Hellcat. So I was like, man, I gotta fix my credit. So I ended up paying all my student loans, and like the next week, my shit had jumped like 100-some points. My credit score, feel me? So then I kind of knew the importance of credit, cause I'm like, damn, you know, my student loans had been building the past 4 years. I wasn't paying that shit. That shit was kind of just stacking up. You know what I'm saying? Drawing interest out of that type of shit. So when I did that, it kind of like showed me the importance of this shit. So ever since then, I've been building it. Feel me? Buying property, all that type of shit.
Building that shit up.
Yeah, you got to. Don't be no fool.
But it's smart that you was able to take your money and add value to yourself with your money. But you can save. Like, you get the million. You got to break down the lawyer, the taxes. You can walk away with 5, 3, 4, whatever. You still can create, because that's when you go into create mode now. Because now you first learning the game. Most niggas blow their money off when they first get that bag.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's a celebration of coming up out of the struggle.
Yeah, you going, because I fuck someone.
Yeah, he want to sit over here and tell us to get shit out the paper.
No, I'm
going to
tell you, though. I'm going to tell you what I did.
About all them bitches at Howard University, you bought pocketbooks for and shit. Old school nigga, he was by.
I'm going to tell you the first thing I did, I bought me a chain. I spent like $10,000 on the chain.
And
then I bought me a Rolly.
There you go. Come on,
I bought me a
Rolly.
I went to Wi-Fi. I spent like 30. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you went to where?
Wi-Fi. In Atlanta.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
Went to Wi-Fi, spent like 30. I bought me a I ended up getting a scat pack. I can't get the Hellcat. Got the scat pack.
What's the difference between a scat pack and a hell pack?
He spent another dub on his piece.
To that shit, bro. That's my shit right there.
So the scat pack
so
and a
scat helper. Pack is basically like, it's the same shit, but it's not a supercharge. It's a Hemi. It's the bigger Hemi, actually. And it's 6.4 liter. You know what I'm saying? And actually, the Hellcat is 6.2 liter, but it's supercharged. You feel me? So
what you got now?
I got a Trek Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Got a Trek Hawk, which is a Hellcat Jeep.
You ain't got the scat pack.
Nah, hell no. Yeah.
Don't try to hype the scat pack.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you,
they grind you the fuck up. You got a scat pack.
Nigga, I get a scat pack today. I miss my scat.
You don't miss
I got it to a Rick. And nigga hit me on the E-way. Nigga was going like 100. I'm on
sale. You don't miss that scat without the turbo in there, man. Regular ass engine in that J.
It ain't regular though. That was crazy.
Now your shit got the Lion King all over.
Yeah, yeah, you funny.
You know,
you
they
funny
grind,
guy.
Listen, because in Philly, they grind scat packs the fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I heard him say that. That's why I was asking
you
what
they do. Nigga, you got a scat pack. Nigga, shut up. You ain't this. I didn't even know what it was.
But he said it's still a good car.
Nah, in Memphis, niggas love skates. That's what niggas own in Memphis, scat packs.
Oh, in Philly, like, I heard a nigga grind a nigga up because he had a scat.
Yeah, I ain't know what the fuck.
I didn't even know what the fucking scat pack was. I just heard the rapper telling another nigga, you got a scat pack, nigga. I'm like, all right, cool. Sounded a little funny. You know, I don't know what the fuck a scat pack is. I guess it's a motherfucker fucked up car or something. But you telling me that is is a hood savior.
Swear to God.
This nigga loves some skates. He's saying that shit. How many cars you got now?
Shit, like four.
What you got?
See, I got.
I don't want to talk that.
I got the track hawk. They're my everyday car. I love my track hawk.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Jeep, so niggas looking at the Jeep like, if you don't know it's a track hawk, you're going to look at it like, that's a regular car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a $100,000 car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's beaten too, like leather seats, suede, panoramic roof, all this shit. Like, it's fully loaded, you know, and niggas look at it like, from the outside. Nigga. Yeah, that type of shit. Yeah, nigga from the outside look at it like, ah, this is a Jeep Grand Cherokee, but it's really a track car. That's my everyday car though.
Yeah.
And I got the Vet, the new Vet.
Oh yeah, I'm Vet. Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just souped it up, did everything to it. I bought it for like $120. Just put like probably like $10,000 in it, something like.
You got a monster.
Yeah. That motherfucker nice though. I got to trade it in now to get the Z06 joint. Cause it, I gotta get that supercharged.
What else you got?
Oh man, I got the G Wagon too.
Okay,
got the G Wagon. That's like the little flex LA vibe type car.
Well, okay, look at it.
What y'all got though? What we need to find out? What y'all
got some
have?
Shit.
What you got? I seen the Beamer keys.
No,
I seen
that.
I seen a little Beamer.
What you got? I got the see, I'm more old school shit.
Old school.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I mean, so I just got the 750. My wife got the X truck. You know what I mean? But then I got a 1941 Ford business coupe. I got a custom 1989.
Yeah, 19. You got a crazy
Chevy with a 65 Chevy back on that motherfucker.
When they see that shit,
I got a 1974 Stingray.
Ah, that's hard. That's hard.
Yeah, he got some shit.
Got some shit. Well, I got three Benzes.
No, man. I got a 1991 560 white Benz. Like the, you know.
Boy special.
I got a 1993 300E with the BBSs on there. I got a
2021
AMG 663
GT, yeah. I got a GLE.
That motherfucker fast.
I love my GLE.
That motherfucker. She get out of here. Kill shit. I got a.
Cop car.
Yeah, I got a cop car.
A cop car?
Yeah.
He a rat. Sorry to tell you to do this.
It's a black and white where they ain't got the sirens on top. But when you see it, you gonna be, you got the mirror, you see like, oh, cop's coming. You gonna get up out of here. You gonna disjoin. I got
He's
that.
A rat. Yeah,
I got a 2000.
He don't know how to take that shit. He like,
that nigga working with the police. Listen, I got a 2010 Dodge. This is one of my favorite dudes. A Dodge gray minivan, right? This motherfucker's everything, right? I got a 2010 Prius, Toyota Prius. This motherfucker cool. You know, I'm going to run it down. $27. You can ride to New York and back.
I'm
talking about a half a tank of gas. This motherfucker, you fill a whole joint up for $27. I used to run back and forth from New York on a half a tank. That's an hour, 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Hour, 40 minutes from Philly. I used to... on a half a tank. This motherfucker was fast. You didn't even hear this bitch.
That's crazy.
I'm talking about, and it'd be like, phew. Talking about this shit was like.
He hyping up a fucking Prius, man. Shut up with the dumb ass shit.
Hey, look, check this out. Y'all know I ain't never really just been up here. Like, this is my first time in Philly. I did not know New York was that fucking close, bro.
Yo, you know who said that? I think 2 Chainz says, and he said, yo, Jersey, right? I said, yo, Jersey right there, man. Like, you got to understand, this is probably the only place in America where as though you get hit 4 cities in 3 hours. You got New York, then you got all Jersey. You got like Trenton, Jersey City, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you come down to Philly. Then you got Baltimore. Then you got D.C. in like a 3 hour.
It's crazy.
3-4. Yeah, it's right. Yeah, New York right there. New York
man,
is.
Man, I looked at this shit. I said, damn, that shit dead close.
Yeah, New York, you know, like an hour 20 minutes, man.
Well, I don't know how the fuck we look at this shit, but that shit there. I ain't never put it together in context like that.
Yeah. I'm talking about it's all like all these cities right here in like.
That shit a motherfucker hour and 20 minutes away from where we at right now.
Yeah, it's just like that. But listen, man.
You got the record out, man.
You got the record out. You got more coming. You got bigger beats coming. Who you want to do, you know, produce for that you haven't yet?
Man, I got to produce for Jay-Z. I got to.
Hove H to the OV.
That's one of the main goals right now where I'm in my career. Just like, it's like that the level of me admiring him is different now. Since I'm older, I can understand more. But it's like that nigga going through the same shit I was going through when it came to like the situations with like the labels and, you know, just understanding more of how that shit go now. It's like I respect him more. I want to work with him. I want to get in with him. I want to do some shit with him for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's the only person?
No. That's just like the person on my bucket list. But now you got Post Malone.
Okay. You know, Post, make it happen. Hey, Sherry, call Hov. Tell him, hook him up. Who else?
She got names for niggas. Let me see if I want
to. Andre, 3000.
Yeah, that's, and you know, bro was putting in the play for that, but. Hell yeah, that's the legend, you know, for sure, for
sure.
Did
you do the baby?
I ain't worked with the baby yet. I had made a pack for him, but shit, that had to be.
What about Kevin Gates?
Yeah, I got some shit. Kevin Gates gave me a single. He gave me a song. The song he gave me, it's a hard-ass song, though. Yeah, I fuck with Gates. Gates a real nigga, like, and since you brought it up, we was in the studio with him, and, you know, we just got to talking, bro, and it just like, that nigga, I have you just on some whole other shit. You feel me? You just right. Like, damn, nigga had to think like, damn, I forgot I'm in the studio. I didn't talk to Kim Gates 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No joke, I think I might have a cane sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
Real talk.
Who else you think?
I just like that. You know, I just like to see the hot young niggas work with the hot young niggas.
Yeah, and it's a thing too. Like I wanna touch back on, bro. Like if you're a producer, bro, you gotta fuck with the new wave. Like, and I'm gonna speak from a lower producer standpoint.
What do you classify as the new wave?
So the upcoming artists who's like, you know, me and we looking depth in this shit. We looking at like, shit, is this nigga doing decent on YouTube? This nigga streaming well on Spotify and Apple? What's his following like? What's his like? You know what I'm saying? He ain't doing no bullshit, fake ad likes. You know what I'm saying? We paying attention to this shit. So, and then eventually we'll see like who fucking with him in his city or whatever. You know, just.
But your city got to be fucking with it.
Got to.
You don't think nobody could pop without these city?
Bro, you can, but you ain't going to stay. You feel me? Because if you got your city support, you got that core fan base. Right. These folks who know you, bro. Like, these folks who you grew up with and shit. Like, these your people. And then you, like, you just blow up out of nowhere and your city just know you from a fucking TikTok song. Like,
I think they is from Philly. Yeah.
Yeah, shit
what
like
part?
That. And then,
Uptown, they lying
what?
And shit.
Guess what? When a nigga do shit like that, bro, a nigga would then not fuck with your shit no more. Like, oh, damn, I thought he was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nigga might not even listen to your shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because niggas like, damn, I thought he was the shit in that
shit. Yeah,
city.
Type real shit, talk. Exactly.
So, damn, that's deep. That's
so, yeah,
deep.
I was finna say, like, from a lower producer standpoint, when you working with the upcoming artists, that will get your leverage and build your leverage where you will be able to work with bigger artists. Because if you trendy with an artist who coming up, you know, shit, that's kind of like a formula. Cheek keep in your chop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, me and Block Boy,
mm-hmm.
21 and Metro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The list goes on, but that's like a way for you to be able to get your foot in the door and niggas will fuck with you. You know, and for the bigger producers like me and myself, like when you working with the young niggas, that's what keeping you relevant. You know what I'm saying? When you a big producer, everybody know a big producer coming to game is only like 10 of these niggas who come in and have a big moment. But guess what? When that moment over, bro, you got to realize, like, all right, how I'm going to stay relevant, how I'm going to keep niggas fucking with me. Me specifically, I feel like if I fucking with the young niggas on, like, the street shit, the young niggas who really turning up out here, that's what keep a nigga, like, in the mix, you know what I'm saying, where niggas fuck with a nigga, then it's like I'm blessing these niggas with hits. I'm fucking with them. I'm turning them up. It ain't like I'm just like, I was just shit like, hey, bro, here go a beat. I'm actually pulling up to the studio with these niggas. I'm working with these niggas. Like, we, shit, when Shiesty been locked up, well, how long Shiesty been locked up?
Close to a year.
About a year type shit, bro. I've been putting money on bro books. I ain't talked to him. I ain't had a chance to talk to him. But I check in with his pops all the time. You feel me? Like, I really fuck with him, you know, and I fuck with the whole shit or whatever we had going when we first got in the Mirrors Gangster, when he first got in the Mirrors Gangster, bro. But it's like, when you a big producer, when you considering fucking with the young niggas and the new wave, you can't just be on no vulture shit, basically. You got to fuck with these niggas.
And that's what it's about, man. Real just fucking with them, man.
Shit.
And it's like, I was thinking about making beats. You got any tips for me? Like, I'm going to start.
No, nigga. You know
that. I'm
going to
make beats, too. Like, fuck,
nah, man. I use FL Studio, bro.
Huh?
I use FL Studio.
What's that?
That's the program.
You can use that on the MacBook?
Yeah, man. Ain't fucking nobody know that, man, yeah, except for your stupid ass, man. Hey, listen, you got the record beats out, though, with Gunna and Lil Durk. Go check that out, man.
Lights out.
Lights out. Go Lights stream out, that. Go buy that. Download it. TikTok it. Instagram it. Repost on
Twitter.
You got
to the radio. You
know what I mean? Get that shit to the radio. You know what I mean?
I'm putting my own bag behind this shit, too, bro. I'm putting
my
own.
Bag, what type of bag do you need to put behind a record? For real. Like, how much do a motherfucker need to put behind a record? Because we heard different things.
It depends. But you could put a 50. You could put a 20. Ooh. Put a 10. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Just depend, but
depends on what you
want to
go.
That's the thing, bro. Niggas don't be want to put their money into their own music, bro. You will go invest in $100,000 worth of jewelry.
That's
to
what
be
they
icy.
They think
clothes.
But hold, Tay, they think that's putting into the music. They think the market, that part is gonna make people fuck with
but it.
But everybody got
it. Do. In a small portion, it do. It helps because it's the image. And the image now, because of social media, is very important, right? But when it comes to like the music and the business behind this shit, bro, if you getting 80,000, 100,000 for a show, right? And you hire, you feel me? And you thinking like the label got all this shit, bro? You still need to be in the business with this. You need to know what the fuck going on, because for one, you getting fucked because you signing a ordinary artist deal and you getting a smaller percentage of your music, right? I mean, your money, right? For your music, but you got to understand that. If the label and whoever they paying getting a bigger percentage of this shit, right, you got to understand where the fuck that money going and how it's being used. So you got to be hands on, bro. If I'm basically in a situation where I got a song and I want to release the song or whatever, I want to send it to radio, I want to do the marketing, all this shit, right? It might be $100,000 in the label budget, and you break it down. You say, oh, this going here, that's going here, that's going here. You might meet. Particularly, you might want to go in a situation where, all right, look, I'm going to put my own extra little money so I can push it this way. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's how you do it, bro. If you getting that money, you ain't doing shit with it. You fucking it off. You feel me? You going to buy cars, you're out of shit. We all do it. That's cool. But you also got to understand you got to put the money behind the music, too. That's what got you paid in the first place.
That's what it's all about, man. You know, you hitting the game rolling, you know, from Tay Keith, man. I think I'll be here soon giving y'all game on these beats, because I'm going to start making beats after this show.
Shut up.
What, man? Getting all that fucking money. I want to get some.
Listen, though, we appreciate you for coming through.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Sitting on this motherfucking couch. $1 million worth of game, man. You hear me? Each and every week, giving y'all the best of the best, because that's what we doing. It's just like that.
Right.